Blog Talk Radio.
He takes my hand and leads me to the bar. Ryan Drake, but he's counting on his loose change. He's tripping on his loose, not knowing that I already slipped my number in his wallet. I can see you got a heart of gold. Pretty sure the best is yet to know. And I ain't got no defense. Look to you, the sweetest liar. I know.
But you ain't just gonna play the bass.
Good morning and welcome to Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow me on twitter.com/Joy Keys, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Also, send me an email. I would love to hear from you. My email address is SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. I want to say thank you to all the listeners and people who supported past 166,000 downloads of the podcast. Wow, I could not have done that without your support. Thank you, thank you, and thank you. Well, you just heard Never Played the Bass by Nabia Bensuda from Denmark. Her album More Cracks has received support from MTV, VH1. You might have heard some of her songs on Basketball Wives of L.A., Mob Wives, and Soap TV Disney. Nabia's fifth top 10 airplay hit, Never Played the Bass, has turned out to be one of her strongest singles. Well, today I am so lucky to speak with new artist of the year, new talent of the year, female artist of the year, Nabia. Good morning, good afternoon. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Good to be talking to you, Joy.
So, okay, I'm going to try a little Danish here, okay? So, Borden, how did it?
Jeg har det rigtig godt. So what you just said was, so you just asked me how I felt, if I was doing good today. Yeah, I'm good. I'm very good. That's what I replied. Your Danish is good.
I try. I said, okay, I have to practice a little something here, you know. So, but thank you.
Who
so
taught
much.
You?
Oh, just me. I like to, you know, when my guests come on, I have guests from South Africa, from Uganda, from Brazil. I want to be familiar, you know, with where they're from and their language. So I think it's a good thing.
I love that, Joy. That's cool. That's really cool.
So now let's talk a little bit more about your background. Your parents have a different background. Your mom is from Mali and Denmark. Your dad is from Gambia and Morocco, yes?
Yeah, that's true.
So do you speak any Bambara?
I do understand a little bit of Bambara, but it's only, like, when I go back to Gambia, it reminds me, and the language. If I were to speak some right now, I'd just be really bad at it, you know. And it's
okay. Let's try a little. I know a little Bambara. Okay,
Eka Kenewa.
Oh, sorry. That's okay. All right, we'll come back to that.
Oh wow, right. You're really good with the languages.
So how did you get started in music? What sparked being a musician as opposed to being an engineer or a doctor or a lawyer?
I don't know. I think, and we've always listened to a lot of music in my family, and the radio has always been on, I don't know, when I'm with my family, when we have like Sunday gatherings, something like that, you know, make good food, and we just, music is always a part of that, and dancing, you know, it reminds me of my family, of being happy, and you know, yeah, so I think it just came very natural to me, doing what I loved, being with my family, and being, like, doing music, I think, because I've been thinking a lot about it the last year, you know, doing interviews and stuff, and I really do think that my family has a lot to do with it, actually.
And a large influence, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Who's some of your favorite musicians or singers that you look up to?
Oh, plenty. There's so many. I'm a big fan of Gnarls Barkley, just like for production and songwriting wise, and you know, I love Gnarls Barkley, but I love everything from, you know, PJ Harvey to Erykah Badu to Kate Bush to, you know,
I heard you like Crosby, Stills, and Nash. You like Crosby,
Oh, yeah,
Stills, and Nash too?
I was listening a lot to them, and it inspired me to do one of to write a song. I don't play any instrument. I'm really bad at playing instruments, anyways. And I a long time ago I lost a bet to a good friend, and I had to write a song to him, to my friend,
mm-hmm.
and because I don't play any instruments, I just made like this vocal, just a cappella track. And
yeah.
It's a very—it's inspired by Crosby, Stills, Nash, their way of, you know, putting their melodies down and stuff, you know. So yeah, yes, also them, great, wicked.
I want to play a clip from your song "Deep Sleep" just so the audience can hear. If you're just tuning in, you can call 646-929-0368. I encourage you to follow @JoyTees or become a fan on Facebook. I'm going to be giving a download of her album More Cracks Away, so if you follow or become a fan, you might win. Also follow her on Twitter, Navia Music on Twitter, and also check out her website, naviamusic.com. But this is Deep Sleep from her album More Cracks.
It took one day. It was a very fun day, and when you look at the video, you can see that I'm having a lot of fun. It was a crazy day, just crazy, crazy, crazy.
You had all the yarn wrapped around you and all kinds of stuff. I was cracking up when I was watching that.
Actually, that's the moment I learned to knit. Like, I did not know how to knit, and my my makeup artist jumps in and he goes like, okay, you just do this and do that and take the yarn and do this. And so I learned to knit that day.
Oh my God! So you had an honor recently of performing for the Queen of Denmark. Talk to me about that. Wow.
I was so proud to be asked that. It was her 40-year anniversary, so it was quite a big thing over here. And so I was asked to represent the new millennia music-wise. So I ended the show. So that was quite a big thing for me to be playing with a 100-piece orchestra in front of
mm-hmm.
all the royalty of, you know, from all over Europe. So it's just one of those things that, you know, you
takes
can't really compare
away,
it to anything else. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You also played, you toured with James Morrison, Jason Derulo, Jamie Cullum. Who's been your favorite artist you toured with so far?
Well, I think I have a favorite. I think every time we go on these tours, it's so inspiring, and I really learn a lot from it. And these guys are just amazing and very, very talented, also very professional. And I just enjoyed being on tour with both Jason and Jamie, you know, and in Germany, it's been amazing. I just suck everything I can learn. I just take it and bring it with me, you know. So
So you were in Germany. I was close to you, but not in Denmark. I was in Hamburg and Kiel, but I didn't get to Denmark.
Oh, next time, be sure to make it over here. It's such a nice place.
Yeah, I have to, definitely. So now, where are you going to be performing next?
So right now, I'm doing the summer festivals here in Denmark, and I'm going back and forth from Denmark to London to finish up on the next album, actually. So there's a lot of traveling going on there. But tomorrow I'm going to be playing in Italy. I'm looking forward to that. And I have a gig in London next month in a couple of weeks. Yeah.
Italy is beautiful. Where in Italy? I was in Florence, Siena. Where in Italy will you be?
Yeah, we will be pretty close to Rome. It's gonna be wicked, and also with the weather, it's gonna be
right.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Let me play another one of your songs here. This is a Boomerang from Navia's album More Cracks. Again, if you're listening, you can call in, ask a question. I see some people in the chat room. You can ask a question. Follow at Joy Keys and become a fan on Facebook. I'm gonna be giving a download away of her music. This is Boomerang.
I love it like a boomerang. Fly around the world and back to you again. Fly across the world and back to you again. My love is like a spinning wheel. I'm racing like a madman down the hill. My love is like a spinning wheel. Gotta get to you, that's what I feel. Gotta get to you, that's what I feel. I'm racing like a madman down the hill. In oceans, I've been far, far, far away. And now that I'm back, you see there was no need to worry. So when I leave again, remember this day, because my love is like a boomerang. No matter where I go, I'm determined.
I don't know that song. Like I just like as soon as I heard that song, my head just started bopping. And there's like this hard underlining groove. I was just like, this is it, you know? I mean,
wow,
do you have a favorite song off the album? Do you have a favorite song, or you just like them all, or what?
I think it changes. It changes with my mood, you know, and then I'll have a favorite song at the moment, might be my favorite song for a month, and then it changes, or maybe I'll have a favorite song like for a week, you know. It changes all the time, but I'm really proud of the album. I think, you know, it shows everything I wanted to say and wanted to express at the time, and it's been received so well, so I'm just very proud of my little gem here.
All right. I heard you like to wear stilettos instead of flats. Is that true?
I mean, if I had to choose between the two, I love stilettos. I love shoes. Just I love shoes.
Okay. How many
so
pairs of shoes do you think you have?
Oh God! Don't ask me that. I will go out into my hallway and I will look at my racks of shoes and I can see at least 20 pairs looking at me right now. I do love my shoes. I think I have 40, maybe.
Do you have a favorite designer or type of clothes that you like to wear?
I love Danish design. I think we've got some really, really talented people over here, and so I'm really into the Danish design scene over here. So I have a lot of favorite designers, like Vaka House is one of my absolute favorites. Just wicked, wicked people. A lot of things going on.
Wicked.
Yeah.
So let's play a couple fun things. I do this sometimes with the artists. Would you rather swim or run?
Run.
Do you soda or juice?
Juice.
Flowers or dinner?
Dinner.
Okay, let's see. Peanut butter and jelly or turkey and cheese?
Peanut butter and jelly.
Peanut butter and jelly? Okay,
yeah.
What makes a great peanut butter and jelly sandwich? Is it the bread or is it the jelly, or is it the peanut? What's the key ingredient?
Peanut butter, I think.
Peanut butter. Okay,
yeah,
now,
chunky,
now we're getting deep here.
Chunky.
Crunchy? Chunky?
Chunky. Chunky peanut butter, yes.
Chunky peanut butter makes the sandwich. Okay, you heard it here first, people. Chunky peanut butter. Oh my God. Okay, let me play another song. This is Computer Love. It's a really cute song. And since we're doing computer technology here with this podcast, I thought
exactly.
Computer Love from Navia's album More Cracks. People dating online, chatting, you know, IMing. Have you ever tried to date online or, like, put an advertisement up online?
No, I haven't, actually. I haven't. But I have a lot of friends who it worked for them, you know. So
and they met somebody.
Never, that happened. Yeah, met somebody. And I have, like, my cousin. He met this wonderful girl, and they're married now, and they have two kids. And they met online.
Wow.
So,
are you joking? Yeah. Are you serious?
No,
wow.
No, I'm serious.
That's great. I mean, it's kind of scary,
yeah.
though, you know, because you don't know the person, you don't know their friends, you don't know their family. You're talking with, they can make up anything, you know, on the computer. They can make up anything until you meet them.
That's true. But I guess
that's why you meet
and go for coffee and, you know, and all those things. Yeah.
Yeah, in a public place. If you're listening, please go in a public place. And maybe leave a note for somebody, you know, like, I'm going to the cafe or something, you know. But
you should always take your precautions. That's, of course, you know.
Yeah, definitely. You also had some of your songs on reality TV shows. Do you have even time nowadays to watch TV? Or
Not so much at the moment. Not so much. But, you know, every time my music gets picked up for these things, I'm so proud, you know, I get so proud of the things that we've accomplished, just me and my whole team. I've got a great team behind me. So, and then sometimes if I'm not home, I'll just have someone tape it, you know, so I can see it when I can see it, because I have to see it, you know.
Yeah.
So not so much TV at the moment, but luckily, talking about Computer Love, talking about the track, it's, you know, everything is there online, so you can always maybe go back and watch it.
You can go back, yeah. So how do you maintain your strength? Because you're touring, you're doing photo shoots, you're doing interviews. What do you do? Do you pray? Do you do yoga, exercise? How do you keep yourself up, your energy up?
I try to eat healthy, as I can. It can be hard sometimes, you know, being on the road and being, you know, just going from country to country. But I always start my day with hot water with lots of ginger and lemon, you know, just to cleanse it out. And that, I feel that helps me, and it helps my immune system. So, you know, things like that, organic food. Yoga is brilliant. I have not been doing much of it, though, lately, but I will start again. I'm thinking about doing some hot yoga. Have you tried that?
No, that looks crazy. I know some people who've done it, and they like it, but it's intense. It is not for
it's
the weak
intense.
Of heart, you know? It's very intense.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's like 100 degrees in there or something.
Yeah, it's crazy, but I'm going to try that and see what works for me. But I also feel like just being in contact with family and friends and, you know, people that I know really well, who know me really well, that helps me, you know, to stay grounded and stay focused. And all these things. I think that's just as important as, you know, getting your sleep and drinking water and doing all these things, you know.
Yeah, you have to stay with people who knew you before, because the people you meet after, they may or may not really want to be your friend. They just want to be around you because, you know, you're Navia, the singer, you know, exclamation point. But not Navia, you know, just the chill, you know, young lady or something like that, you know.
Yeah.
Who would you like to collaborate with? What artist would you like to work with or write a song with?
As we were talking about Gnarls Barkley before,
Gnarls
I'm
Barkley,
glad
yeah,
to see
okay.
their name again. I love it. You know, I think they're amazing.
Okay.
Yeah, I really do, and I so understand the music, and I think it's fun, and you know, so
yeah.
So but I'm really open to just try different stuff, you know,
mm-hmm.
and do stuff with people that's maybe not in doing the same line of music that I am, you know. But there's so many good, talented people out there.
Right, to stretch yourself.
Yeah.
You could stretch yourself by, you know, maybe working, like you said, with an orchestra or some African drums or, you know, hip-hop
exactly.
or whatever, you know. Yeah,
yes,
you do have some harder
feel,
songs on there. Sorry, go ahead.
One more time, sorry?
No, I say you have some other songs. I didn't get a chance to play them, but there's some other songs that have a kind of an edge to them, you know, and like one song
yeah.
you're talking about, taking the guy's girl away and all this stuff. I was like, oh, okay.
No, I think maybe if you were talking about Can't Do Anything, that's
yeah,
it's actually, that song is actually about being in love with someone who has a girlfriend and not doing anything
right.
about it.
Right,
because
you're
you know,
not doing anything,
like,
but yeah.
Yeah.
So, That takes a lot of courage, though. That takes a lot of courage because,
yeah.
you know, people get in relationships and then they, like, recently I think the Twilight stars just broke up because I think the girl, she cheated on him or something. She cheated on Robert Pattinson. So it's crazy. Oh, I think we lost her on the song. I'm going to play, this is Navia's Midnight Blues.
I'm here for a little while longer, nothing wrong, but feel free to use me in any way you please. I still feel the need to pick you up and bring you in. I've got so much to say, write it down, don't let it go to waste. What I still won't get me far, trying to get a hold of who you are. But all I need is a pure sunshine before the darkness clouds my mind.
Did you come back?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good. Oh, I was like, oh, I think we lost her. But
yeah,
well,
but I'm back.
You're back. So, yeah, we were just talking about who you would collaborate with and stretching yourself as an artist. I mean, I think that no matter where you go, if you're an artist, whether it's visual or a dancer or music, you don't have to speak the language, but the language is the art. Art is the language, you know?
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. It does.
Now you're the oldest. You have how many? Like 5 or 6 brothers and sisters?
Okay, so we're 7 in total. So I've got 6 younger sisters and brothers.
Wow.
Yeah.
So do you feel like a mom already before your time?
No, I mean, I think it's probably gonna be a little while before I get kids myself. I have to say, it's hard work, but I definitely feel like just a silly big sister, you know, just
a big sister. So what do they think about, what do they think about this whole, like, your touring, your success, you know, performing for the Queen, what do they tease you?
No, I mean, they're really cool, all the kids, they're really cool about it, and there's, you know, when I'm with them, we don't talk about it that much. You know,
okay.
We just talk about, you know, family stuff and, like, what you've been
mm-hmm.
doing, what you've been up to, how's school, you know, any boyfriends, girlfriends,
right.
you know, what you just normally talk with your siblings about, but they're proud, of course, you know, and their friends come up to them sometimes and, like, is that your sister? Stuff like that. But they're really cool about it, you know, they're really cool.
Right. That's cool. Now, you wear an afro. But I read somewhere you tried to straighten your hair. So what's the deal? Do you want to wear your hair straight or afro? What do you prefer?
No. I what was it like 10 years ago? I think I tried to straighten out my hair.
Yeah.
And I had that for like a year, and it was nice, but it just didn't feel like for me. So I cut it all off, and I've had like an afro since. So.
That's Do you feel like you're making some kind of like political statement, or is just that's just the way you are, like wearing your hair natural and
Yeah, no political statement. I just feel like this is that's what makes me feel the most comfortable. I just enjoy that whole it's
expression of yourself.
Nothing more. No political statements whatsoever. That's just who I am.
So what do you do to maintain it? Do you have special hair products do you like? Is there like a certain shampoo you like or conditioner?
I always try some like different stuff. I always like to, just see what works best for my hair. But always like I try to use organic products and just lots of conditioner just to keep it soft. But I don't really use that much, and it's really easy to maintain. I just get out of the shower, boom, and it sort of just lives its own life,
has a life of its own.
It feels like that sometimes. I just have my Afro comb with me wherever I go, and I'm all good. Yeah.
You're all good. So now you said you're working on another album. When is that going to be coming out?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. But we're working really hard to get everything done and get everything done in the right way. But it's gonna be great. It's really looking like I'm really becoming proud of what we've done so far, and I can't wait to put it out there and share it with you guys.
Well, I want to play. This is just the small clip of Deep Sleep that has a bit of a lullaby. From Deep Sleep. Let me just play that for the audience. What are you saying there on that small clip? Is it the same as the English part, or?
No, it's a lullaby that my mom used to sing to me when I was a kid. It's mostly gibberish. It's a mix of African and French, and I don't know what can I compare it with in. American.
Just try to get the baby to sleep. Did she sing it to you or to your siblings and stuff?
Yeah, no, she'd sing it to me every night. And I'm sure if she sang it to me right now, I would fall asleep before she would. And so it was just one of those things. And since the song is called Deep Sleep, it's the perfect idea. When I was writing it, the songwriter I was doing it with, she was like, what kind of, did your mom sing something to you? Was there anything like that? Was there, and it just fit perfectly with the chords. It was so perfect. It's amazing. Yeah. And I'm very happy to have that. Yeah, I'm very happy to have that private and like African twist to the song in that way.
Yeah, it brings a nice twist. And, I don't play the whole song, so I encourage everybody to download a copy of your song. I'm going to be giving away a copy of your album, More Cracks, so follow me at Joy Keys or become a fan on Facebook. Also follow Navia Music on Twitter and also check out her website, naviamusic.com. Navia, thank you so much for coming on. Should I say tak? Is that thank you in Danish?
You're doing so well. That's perfect, Joy. It's perfect. And I'll say tak.
Okay. Well, you have a great day, and I hope you have a good time in Italy and London, and I hope to talk to you soon.
Yes, you too. Have an amazing weekend, and also to all your lovely listeners out there. It's been good talking to you. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I just got off the phone with Navia from Denmark. Her new album, More Cracks, I'll be giving away a free copy. So you want to follow at Joy Keys or become a fan on Facebook. Also follow her on Twitter at Navia Music. I hope you have a wonderful Saturday, and thank you for your support. Send me an email. My email address is saturdayswithjoykeys@hotmail.com. my hand.